Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur, and a quick conversation with a whole group of musicians joining me in studio today to tell us about the 50th year for the Handel's Messiah Sing-Along, which is taking place in Star Valley on the 30th of November at Star Valley High School. In studio today is Stephanie Henderson, Margaret Tuller, James and Daphne Arbizu. Radon Rood is also in studio today. Margaret, let's start with you. As I mentioned, 50 years of doing Handel's Messiah in Star Valley.
Yes, the first performance was December 20th, 1975. And we've continued the performances either annually or biannually since then. Paul and Jelina Hokanson moved into the valley, and Jelina said, "With all the talent that we have in this valley, we should be seeking after anything that is lovely, of good report, or praiseworthy." And that was the beginning impetus for starting to have the Messiah here as a tradition in our valley.
Yeah, what a tradition it is, too. 50 years, that really is incredible. And part of a lot of those 50 years is Radon Rood. Radon, you've been doing this since, I believe, 1975. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Wow. So what is it that you love most about performing in this Messiah production?
Well, to start with, I guess because it was a joint decision between my sister, Sherry Call, and myself, to sing in it and to do that together. And we did everything together most of our life. So it was fun to be able to sing together, and we bought our own book, and we could sit together to share the book. And it just, and then when the choir made the decision to do it every other year, we decided that we would try to sing in all of them. And we have done, well, Sherry was unable to 2 years ago because of health, and then she died this summer. So I like to think she'll be singing with us in spirit this year. And so that was one of the reasons, and I just liked the spirit that it gave me, and it kind of brought home the reason for the season, I guess, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely.
So
absolutely. Stephanie Henderson in studio. And Stephanie, I know you've been involved with this production for a number of years as well. And this year it's a fundraiser, correct, for the food banks in the valley?
Yeah, we realize, there's a lot to celebrate with it being a 50-year tradition in Star Valley. But I think really thinking back to why did Handel compose this oratorio in the first place? And it was for charitable fundraising. So he composed it and performed it for the first time in 1742, and the proceeds from that concert freed 142 men from debtor's prison, which is really beautiful irony, as Handel was facing financial ruin himself. So the fact that he could put down his burden long enough to help other people, and it changed his life. It reinvigorated his career as a composer, and then he spent the next almost 20 years until his death performing, conducting the Messiah, and all those proceeds took care of destitute, abandoned children in London. So we thought, well, what can we do with this true intention, this true spirit of his master composition? How can we use that to benefit our own community? And that's when we thought, well, we should partner with the food banks. So the evening of the performance, there will be representatives from each of our food banks in Alpine, Thane, and Afton, and they will be there to collect food item donations, as well as cash and check. And if you see our posters, they're posted online at SVI and then around the valley. There's also Venmo codes that people can use to donate ahead of time. And there's a nice little list of foods that help the food banks the most if people would like to bring food items.
Absolutely. So you can enjoy the Messiah and also help our local food banks in Alpine, Thane, and in Afton. Daphne and James Arbizu in studio as well. James, 10th year as director for the production of the Messiah in Star Valley. Why should people come out to this show?
So there's some music that is here 1 year and gone the next, and there's some that span the centuries. And this is one of those that, for me, the more that I'm involved with it, the more it means to me, right? So there's something about not only how it's composed, but what each performer brings to it, and the message that it has as well. And for me, it's one of the most influential musical experiences that I've had across the 10 performances that we've done here with me in Star Valley and other places I've done it. So if you want to connect to the true meaning of Christmas and celebrate with us, you know, the reason for the season and feel that, you know, come join us and also give back to the community in the way that we're trying to do that as well. And yeah, so.
And Daphne, help us, remind us just the logistics. Where do people go? What time do they need to be there?
Okay, it's at Star Valley High School, Sunday, November 30th at 7 p.m.
Excellent. And Margaret, along with the Messiah, you are bringing back a former kind of tradition with the live nativity, correct?
That's right. In 2018 and 19, we started having a live nativity prior to the performance. So we're going to bring that back this year, and it's going to be from 6 o'clock to 6:45. We'll be having community caroling and Bible narration to go along with the characters that are in the nativity. And this will add a special dimension. One of our favorite things that we did in other years was to have the children go up to the manger and sing Away in a Manger, and that's always a touching moment. So we look forward to everyone coming out. Josh Jardine will be accompanying us and providing music with his guitar, and it's a special moment. So we'd invite everyone to come out at 6 o'clock. There will also be posters put up that show pictures of past years, and people can look for that to see if they're in the pictures, to see who they recognize. Several things to look at having to do with the history that people can see before the performance. So we would invite everyone to come out at 6 o'clock and then enjoy the performance at 7 o'clock.
Excellent. So again, the 50th year of Handel's The Messiah sing-along in Star Valley. 7 o'clock p.m. at Star Valley High School when The Messiah starts. But again, 6 o'clock for the live nativity as well. And again, you can bring some donations for the local food banks as well. That's in studio this morning. Margaret Tuller, Radon Rude, Stephanie Henderson, James and Daphne Arbizu as well. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI.